down Crescent Road, there used to be an engine shed, and that engine shed had a canteen. And the canteen, it was Joan Smith, who was running it, and she was doing really first-rate meals. And they were coming up from Hickar Greaves on the bus to dine there, and she never turned them away, of course. But then the shop at the corner told of them, because he wanted the dinner. During the war, it was the standard of cooking. On one occasion, midnight, we break 12 till 12:30, and the foreman used to pour out the dinner bin left, and it was mutton, what was it called? Haricot mutton. Mm. Oh, and it had been kept just nice and warm, but not hot and not cold, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And it were completely bad. Oh, awful. But you'd no choice, you couldn't go and buy anything. I remember we were working on an engine, the little tiny burning engine, the wheel on its burning. It was about that much, it had worn about that much gap in it. And he'd never been looking at it, putting oil on or anything. So they came and remonstrated with him. They were lucky he wasn't fired. Anyway, when it came to working on Sunday, they went out and got somebody, it was with summer, somebody with a greenhouse, and got some tomatoes. And of course, bread was never rationed, so we got a tomato sandwich. The shops couldn't care less. You were treated like a nuisance value. They weren't anxious at all. And you see, they'd all got allocations of the foods, and they were laughing, weren't they? I mean, where you worked, I mean, it was after war when you went there, but during the war, he had a business, and he got fats, and he actually supplied most of the cooperative bakeries. The point really is that you couldn't go along and buy it anyway other than these people.